joined now by John Quinterno, South by North Strategies. New unemployment numbers came out today. Almost 300,000 more jobs, but the unemployment rate inched up just a bit. How did this happen?
Well, thanks, guys. Nice to chat with you. As you said, the new national employment report for April came out today, and in many ways, this was one of the more positive reports we've seen in quite a long time. We did have a pretty robust level of overall payroll growth, which is always a good thing. But at the same time, too, I think while there are so many good signs in this report, there's a lot of weakness indicated in there as well. So it's good to see a positive trend, but there's still a long way to go before we get back.
John, what would the weakness be? I mean, the good news, at least, is that it seems like most of the hiring has moved to the private sector as opposed to the public sector.
Well, I think the big thing is we definitely have seen there was more private sector activity last month than has been the case, which is good, a good thing as always. But I think overall, while we're seeing positive levels of growth, we're not really seeing it still at a sustained enough or high enough level to really dig us out much of the big hole we got into over late 2008, early 2009. So it's good to see some of these changes, but the bottom line is we're still not really, growth is not necessarily occurring at a level that's going to help us dig out from this hole anytime soon.
No, we need to do these numbers every month for about until about 2013 in order to get back to where we were. Do you think that can happen? Or is the world poised? Is the world economic market situation poised for America to do that?
I think that's really the big unknown, what's going to happen, whether what we're seeing a lot of uncertainty right now internationally. I think there's still a lot of uncertainty here on the national level, depending on what's going to happen in the second half of the year, when things like the recovery package sort of fade away, what's going to happen on the state level with budget reductions and cuts and changes in public sector employment, things like teachers, like was just mentioned on the newscast. I think there's really a lot of question marks out there, and the question is, can we sustain this level or better going forward?
Yeah, we'll see if we're like a teenager in college who, you know, who's making it on their own, except for when daddy's money runs out. Appreciate your time, John Quinterno, South by North Strategies.